different, but many versions of the Bible say this: be imitators of God. But the Message puts it like this: watch what God does, then you do it, like children who learn from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. I'm going to read those words again. Watch what God does, then you do it, like children who learn from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. We just stop to think about God's love. It's overflowing, it's lavish, it's undeserved, it's poured out on us, it's freely given. We run out of ways to express God's love because it just is so great. And we're to watch what God does and then do it. We're children of God. We're precious to Him. His love's poured out on us. And that love, as I've tried to say, is just so great. It's way beyond our understanding. We can't get a complete hold of it. It's just so great. And as His children, that love is especially poured out on us. And as children, we're called to live a life of love, called to follow God. We're created in God's image. We're to be imitators of God, but we're to follow the example of Jesus. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. There's the supreme example that we're to follow. Love one another as I have loved you. That's a hard call, isn't it, when we think about how Jesus loved. It was a sacrificial love, and it was that love that took Jesus to the cross to die for you and for me, so that we could know forgiveness and be in that completely right relationship with God. Jesus in His life on earth demonstrated love. He cared for the outcast. Everything that He did was loving. It wasn't a soft love, because sometimes His love challenged people. You only have to think of that story of the rich young ruler, where it says Jesus loved him, but challenged him about following His way. Jesus' love is broad, it's wide, it's complete, it's caring, it's compassionate, and it can be challenging. There's a verse in the song, I See the King of Glory. This is what it says: show me how to love like you have loved me. Break my heart for what breaks yours. Everything I am in your kingdom's cause, as I walk from earth to eternity. Show me how to love like you have loved me. It's a song, isn't it, not to be sung lightly, because it's a song of total commitment. And yet that can be the longing of our hearts. That's what we want to be. And as we sing words like that, we're expressing what we long to be and asking the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us. So we hear the words, love as I have loved you. But it's very practical. We need to be practical about it. We need to think of ways in which we can show love. Not many of us are called to the big dramatic actions, the big completely giving ourselves. I know that our prayer focus this week is on CSW, Christian Solidarity Worldwide. We may not be called to that sort of loving, which costs us our freedom and even our life, but we are called to love in lots of practical ways. I'm just going to give a moment of two for you to talk to somebody close to you, someone around you, about what it would mean in practice for you to love like Jesus loves. You may, of course, want to just sit quietly and think about it. That's absolutely fine. But a couple of minutes just to talk about how you can put that into practice every day. I wonder what you came up with. Very practical ideas. I'm not going to ask for some feedback, but it's good just to have the chance to stop and think what you can actually do. It's a hard call to love as Jesus loved us. But walking in love is not about screwing ourselves up and trying harder. It's about sticking close to God. Think about that, how we pick up from our parents, because we're with them all the time and we pick up things that we do. If we stick close to God, we pick up the things that are close to His heart. As we take time to pray, as we're intentional about making time to be with God, as we read and study His word, how can we know how to live as God wants us to live? Unless we know it, unless we've read it, unless we've heard it. Taking time to listen to God, to know His heart and His will for us, to know how to do that loving. So as we walk in love, we imitate God our Father. We follow Jesus. We take practical steps. And of course, we stick close to God. Remember what the message says? Watch what God does, then do it.
So, as is typical for our all-age services at the minute, we're going to do something a little bit different in between, just before Moira comes up again. There's a whole load of battery-operated tea lights in this room, and Francis is going to come and hand some of those out. The idea is that everybody gets one. I may have miscalculated slightly, but hopefully we have enough. So Francis is going to come around with those and hand them out so everybody gets one. They're battery-operated, so to turn them on, all you need to do is slide it at the bottom.